Good afternoon, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Sunday, February 16th, 2020. There has been several new developments with certain areas of the COVID virus that Dr. Nyman would like to go over. Dr. Nyman, I will now turn the podcast over to you.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I think today I was pretty much going to just focus on the ship off the coast of Japan, the Diamond Princess. The latest is there are 70 more positives. That was out of 289 tested. That group had 38 asymptomatic included in the 70, and that brought the total up to 355 positives, of which 111 were asymptomatic. And the total number tested now is 1,219, which would mean that there's still just under 2,500 that have never been tested. As far as demand's concerned, some of them will never be tested because the U.S. has actually brought in two planes to take to evacuate those that are negative back to either Travis Air Force Base in California or Lackland in Texas. And so I don't know what the actual count was, but you know, there was talk that there was going to be around 380 that were eligible. And assuming that they all took advantage, and I would think they probably would, because if they stayed in Japan, they still wouldn't let them into the U.S., so they wouldn't get home any quicker because they want them to go through a quarantine of 14 days because of the exposures. And several countries now are planning on following suit. The larger ones are Canada and Hong Kong. I believe Israel is also planning to evacuate. There's some talk about possibly Australia, but the others pretty much have plans. Canada is going to be somewhat like the U.S. They're going to bring the negative passengers back to the Air Force base that they're, I don't know if it's Air Force, but it's a military base that they're using as a quarantine center. I think it's in Ontario. But in any event, several countries are now taking passengers off. I believe the U.S. passengers are off the ship. I'm not sure. They might still be on buses. I think there was a delay on the once they were on the buses to actually get them onto the planes. But by now, they probably have taken off. I was kind of wondering how they were going to do the logistics, because a number of those passengers would not have been tested because they kind of took the at-risk and started with the older ones. And I believe they've only swabbed down to some of the ones that are 60, between 60 and 70. So the younger U.S. passengers would not have been tested, or I guess a few of them might have been tested negative. And so their current status is pretty much unknown. Even if they had tested negative early on, if they were contacts, that doesn't mean that they're still negative. So there's a reasonable chance there are people that are positive on the plane, but theoretically they're asymptomatic, because I think that's what they were using to screen the passengers, were simply to see whether they had symptoms. If they didn't have symptoms, then they were eligible to fly back. And again, it's going to be a 14-day quarantine in the U.S. And they said they were going to test them during flight and when they land, I guess. So they should at least have samples collected by the time they're ready to get off the plane and probably have results shortly thereafter. I mean, well, I know they're actually doing testing on the in flight. They have mobile labs, so I would think that they could, as soon as they had samples, they could start processing them. I'm not sure what the turnaround time is, but I would think it's hours. So they would have results probably before they landed. And so that kind of where things stand on the U.S. side. The other countries are probably a day or two behind, at least according to David Abel, who's been broadcasting actually multiple times a day now, apparently. He's not real thrilled that so far the British have not decided to evacuate their citizens. And he's been coughing, his wife's been coughing, and they were swabbed yesterday. And I think they are supposed to get their results tomorrow. And, based on his coughing, I would think that they're both going to end up being positive. But in any event, they're kind of in limbo, because if they're negative, even if they elect to go off the ship, it sounds like because of the exposures on the ship, they are not going to be allowed back into the UK unless they do set something up. And I don't know, it sounds like it's real messy for them to get back without an evacuation. And so the whole situation is still somewhat concerning, at least according to David Abel. One of the cases kept getting equivocal results, that he was positive and he was negative and he was positive. So they didn't think the test was performing as well as it should. And he also indicated that they would be doing a new test on Tuesday, again suggesting that the existing tests they've been using may have some reliability or sensitivity issues. And so it's very possible that when they get retested on Tuesday for those that are still on the ship, or when the U.S. CDC tests the evacuees, that the number of positives may actually be even higher than the numbers indicated by the testing by the Japanese. And as I said, there's only 1,219 have been tested, and there was 3,711 on the ship initially, so that would leave just under 2,500 that have never been tested. And in view of the fact that there are 111 that are positive but asymptomatic, would suggest that quite a few of asymptomatic patients are likely among the evacuees on the U.S. plane. And it's going to be the same issue with these other nationalities. That they there were well over 200 both Australian and Canadian that were on the ship, and depending upon when they're picking those patients up or passengers up, it'd be the same type of a situation where they might not have ever been tested, and they may be asymptomatic, but that is no guarantee that they won't be infected. COVID, even if they are asymptomatic. And it's a little bit unclear as to who all the 111 asymptomatic cases are. There was one woman, American, that was from Oregon, and I believe she was asymptomatic when she was tested positive, but then she did develop symptoms in the hospital. So it's not clear how many of the 111 that are asymptomatic are in the similar situation, that they're probably relatively recently infected and they've got enough virus to register as a positive on the test, but they don't have enough virus to lead to symptoms, and in some cases probably they'll stay asymptomatic, but others they may very well develop symptoms. So it sounds like the ship will be emptied sooner rather than later if these other countries, well, there's still the issue of what they're going to do with the Japanese, because that's who most of the, about half of the passengers are. And what other countries like the Philippines in particular, I think they have something like half of the crew, or I think it's over 500. And I'm not sure who the rest of the crew is, but some of them may be from India. And India and the Philippines haven't really talked a whole lot about evacuating their citizens. And it may be harder to evacuate, you know, large numbers of them if they're the crew, you know, if they're involved with providing the food for those that are on board, then removing them would probably kind of create serious issues as far as feeding those that remain on the ship. And my guess is, based upon this upcoming test, that quite a few will be possible. I guess they would come off the ship then. So, you know, it's possible with the new tests that they'll find that there are very few that are true negatives, and those positives will go into hospitals, although I would assume that they're going to start straining the hospital systems. Therefore, the number of people on the ship that are still negative may be getting pretty small, especially if Australia and Canada follow through, and Hong Kong are the at least two of the three that have already made official announcements and have already got the approval of Japan, I believe, to actually do the evacuation. So those are in the works. It's not clear that Australia has moved along quite that far and whether that's what they'll ultimately do, but it seems that they're exploring that possibility. Japan would be more than happy to allow them to take those passengers out of the country, because off the ship and not into Japan, because, like I said, I think they've already got 335 positive, or 355 positive, sorry. They, you know, must be straining their hospital system as far as caring for that number of people, especially if they're all potentially infected with the virus and potentially infectious to the other patients and, of course, the healthcare workers. And the number of cases that are apparently due to local transmission or community spread seems to be on the rise in Japan. So the more people from that ship that they can get to go to their respective countries, the happier they'll be. So that's kind of the update for the ship. It seems likely that there'll be another announcement this evening, Eastern time, on what the latest numbers are. I think they're on the 70. So I think that the announcement that which will be tonight, which will be Monday in Japan, will be pretty much exclusively passengers that are in their 70s. And I would think that quite a few of them are going to be positive. And that's probably going to be the next major development. There are other minor things. Tourists that came from Hawaii, it seems that there's at least one more contact of theirs in Japan, in Aichi prefecture, where they got a positive. So they're starting to get more there. There are some rumors that additional healthcare workers are positive in Japan. And then on the other cruise ship, the American that tested positive, there was a request, I guess the cruise company requested that they retest. They did retest and she was positive again. So the American who's a positive has been tested twice now. And I think there may be a hold on some of the passengers that were planning on getting on commercial airlines to fly back to the U.S. I think that the fact that the one passenger has been confirmed, that passenger was on that ship for an extended period of time, would suggest that there are probably many more that are positive from that ship who have actually gotten off the ship and were getting ready to get on planes to fly back to the U.S. or Europe, which is, I think, the locations for the vast majority of those passengers. And so it's unclear what's going to happen with them, because they've been released and they're at airports. And if they're really infected, they're exposing lots of people in Malaysia, for instance. I'm not sure how they're all flying out to wherever they're going, but they were in Cambodia, and at least 185 of the Americans were in Kuala Lumpur, I think, getting ready to fly back to the U.S., and it's not clear how many, if any, have actually gotten on a plane. And it's not clear if everybody got off the ship, because I think some were due to get off on Sunday. And the fact that the one American was positive was announced before they were scheduled to leave the ship. So I think that other ship is going to be a very messy situation also, because the people are kind of in transit and their status is largely unclear. And so both ships, I think, are going to create some major issues, either in Asia as passengers try to leave from the second ship, or the other way around. That's the Western Dam, or the Diamond Princess, where they are going to leave, but they're going to leave without being tested, and are almost certainly going to be a significant number are going to be asymptomatic cases that are infected with the virus. So we'll know more in not too long. There should be another report coming out tonight on the Diamond Princess, and it's almost certain that there'll be another large number of positives announced there. And if the U.S. is actually testing patients in flight, whether they'll make an announcement when they land in California and say how many positives they now have on board, or wait until they get settled and then start talking about how many positives they have in the U.S. now. Right now there are only three from the evacuations in Wuhan, and it's virtually guaranteed that the evacuations from the Diamond Princess will dramatically eclipse the number that have arrived to the U.S., the number of U.S. cases. If these are then considered U.S. cases, I think they should have been considered U.S. cases even when they're in Japan. That's how they typically classify patient is the state of citizenship or origin, not where they're detected, sometimes not even where they're infected. It's where they're residing. So there should be, I believe the number of Americans on the ship that are in Japan is now up to 46. So there's 46 Americans that are positive, but not in the country. And my guess is there'll be more than 46 in the United States once the ones on the planes get tested when they land and then get tested a few days later when they have a little bit of time to develop symptoms or to get their viral load up to a detectable level. So I think that's it for now.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Nyman, for your information as always. Senators, please always check on recombinomics.co for all the latest information on this seems to be continuously rapidly evolving situation, and it continues to change day by day. So we'll always keep you updated as best we can. And thanks everyone for listening.